let's go. Go tell a friend. It's TIA and JBN. Let's go. You are listening to the Brandiverse Radio Show.
Woo! Hey, it's the Brandiverse Any Podcast Radio Show. I'm the JVN.
And this is your girl, TIA.
Happy Tuesday. I know everybody just got off work, and I also hope y'all tune on in. This is the Brandiverse Any Podcast Radio Show, and we have here later in the show, we have Miss Nukemia McMillan about her book. She's an author, a writer, and a whole much more. And also, we have some good music for you here on TBOU. Ain't that right, TIA?
That is right. And the name of her books is Waiting for the Green Light Part 1 and He Brought Me a Bentley is her other book.
A Bentley?
That's right. He bought me a Bentley.
Why couldn't it be a BMW?
Because it's a Bentley.
That's what's up. That was up. I hope I could get a Bentley. But anyway, hey, we can go ahead and start the show off. And also later in the show, like I said, we're going to have the interview with Miss Nukemia McMillan to talk more about her book. And I hope y'all listeners tune in here on TBOU, the Brandiverse Any Podcast Show. So we're going to start off with Sick and Tired
by Ayanna Sharice.
So tired of playing love. We should both be above the situation we are now in. The situation we are now in. So tired of playing love. We should both be above the situation we are now in. The situation we are now in. Say what you're feeling now. Can you please hear me out? I'm tired and confused, screaming out for you.
Ooh. You wanna leave, you wanna stay.
Wanna stay.
Don't hesitate.
Make up your mind. Another day.
We are now in. So tired of playing love. We should both be above the situation we are now in. The situation we are now in.
Tomorrow's far away. To keep on playing love. This ain't ever sweet, then let it be. Oh, baby, please. Keeping it real, this is how I feel. I don't wanna go without saying my piece on this ordeal. You can say what you want, but I know all I want is you. All I want is you.
All right, y'all. That was Ayanna Sharice with Sick and Tired.
Sick and Tired.
So tired.
In love.
So she is definitely a singer. You
so,
hear me?
Exactly. So Tia, hey, how was your day today?
My day was pretty good. It was pretty good. You know, we have to work that 9 to 5. So, you know, it was all right.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, my day was pretty busy too today. You know, because over the weekend, yes, you know, on my job, they had that party. But yes, you know, I come to this other job here too.
That's right. That's right. You know, I've been doing a lot of training, you know, I just started a new job and, you know,
congratulations.
A lot of new training. So.
All right.
That's what's been going on with TIA.
Well, still, while we waiting for our author to call in for the show. So, hey, we can go ahead and play Tony Armani to Be in Love. And after that, Shay Allen, All We Need, here on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast for your show.
To Be Loved.
Oh,
Tony Armani.
To Be Loved. To Be Loved. To Be Loved.
Don't mess up that man's song.
Hello, baby. Yeah. Hey. Baby. Everybody, hope you're listening. Everybody, hey, I'm Tony Almighty, baby. Hey, we got along one another. Got too many people dying every day. We gotta help one another. That's the only way things will change in this world today. To my brother, sister, homie, daddy too. One thing that I wanted, one thing that I really did from you, yeah, to be loved. That's only the wanted. Yeah, baby. Hey, to be loved. That's all that I wanted. That's what I need from you, baby. Hey, to be loved. From all of the people that I see every day, baby. Hey, to be loved. That's all that I wanted. Social media, baby, hey, to be loved. Yeah, baby, what's the reason you don't like me? Hey, tell me what I do to you. What's the reason? Tell me why you try to hurt me. Hey, just be honest, tell the truth. Tell me what's the reason. Mom and daddy too. One thing that I wanted, one thing that I really did from you, yeah, to be loved. That's all that I wanted. Yeah, baby. Hey, to be loved. That's all that I wanted. That's what I need from you, baby. Hey, to be loved from all of the people that I see every day, baby. Hey, to be loved. That's all that I wanted. Social media, baby. Hey, to be loved. Yeah, baby. South Carolina, Alabama, and Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, New Orleans, and Florida. Can't forget about Texas, Oklahoma, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee. And Arkansas, that's what I wanted. Baby, to be loved. Hey, hey, that's all that I wanted. what I need from you, baby. Hey, to be loved.
In the shadow of death, you are all I need.
First they took the prayers from the schools, then they told the parents they can't make the rules. Yes, they said don't put your hands on your child. Now they're wondering why the youth is running wild, shooting up each other with no conscience. And the police is doing it too, it just don't make sense. So we find ourselves against the wall, reflecting, yeah, we done it all. But his hands are on us, why can't we see? Yeah. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we? Who are we? All we need is you. All we need is you. Yeah. Who are we? Thought I'd always have my family. Then I noticed ones that turned their backs on me. Yeah, I thought that I would always have my mama. Just to get me through it, pass me on this drama. Didn't always have someone to say you're awesome. So I learned I had to get it by my lonesome. But I find my back against the wall, reflecting I done done it all. You never took your hands off of me.
Jay Allen, All We Need, yes. And also still while we waiting for Mrs. Leukemia McMillan, we will gonna play one more song and we're going to do a short commercial break. And later in the show, we will have a conversation with Miss Leukemia McMillan about her book. So we're going to give y'all a little uplift. This is Eccentric Sound. They are from Quincy, Florida. Pretty much. Yes, they are. And Tallahassee, right? They're a group. And we're going to have Still Here featuring Songbird, Eccentric Sound.
Thank you.
roses green.
I've been here for a long, long time. Tried to win, couldn't find my way to the finish line. Then came, things seemed to change. Once again, I knew my name. I was blind, could feel the pain from the way he made me feel, from the way he disappeared. All those lonely nights, all those brutal fights, he had me thinking, girl, oh, I should end this life. I've been beaten, I've been broken, out of control, and so I'm broken, but I'm still here. Been abused, been misused, been talked about, but I'm still here. Yeah. Oh yeah. I see you cry for a long, long time. You still care for a man who never respects his wife. You were there when he lost the fight. All the pain you can't erase, all your needs you felt betrayed. So called friends stayed in his face. But I'm here to tell you, girl, that you don't wanna live this way. I've been beaten, I've been broken, out of control, and so I'm focused, but I'm still here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Neither can he destroy a place where love resides, and this he knows. So remember, so remember.
We've been beaten, we've been broken, out of control, and so unfocused, but we are still here. Yeah, yeah. We've been abused and misused, been talked about, but we're still.
The Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show, every Saturday night from 6 to 8 p.m.
We back on the biggest.
We are back here on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show.
Can you turn out your video? Can you turn out your phone, Miss Cecilia?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
How you doing, Kima?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us today on our show.
You're welcome.
Finally got you on.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
You are so very welcome. So we have you here today to talk a little bit about your two books that you have. Let the people know a little bit about where you're from.
Yeah.
Okay. I was born and raised in Quincy, Florida by Evelyn McMillan, which was my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 41 years old. I'm a passionate writer and I have a heart for God's people.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
You definitely do that. Okay. Also, let the people know a little bit about your book, the book that you're advertising now, which is Waiting for the Green Light Part 1.
Yes. Okay. Well, actually, I'm going to go a little bit deeper. I have another book that is coming out on the 21st of this month, June. which is called He Bought Me a Bentley. But I decided that I would do Waiting for the Green Light Part 1. Waiting for the Green Light is a book that, you know, we all been living in the past. We all have things that, you know, hurts us from the past that we really don't talk about. Right. So 2021, from my experiences, the things that I went through, dealing with homelessness, dealing with domestic violence, which, you know, had taken a toll on my life, I decided that I would dig a little bit deeper and find out, you know, what caused the domestic violence in my life. And there were things from my childhood that I never did bury. There were, you know, abuse and molestation, different things that happened that I carried into my adult life. And I accepted those things because I was very lonely and I was weak. But I just came to a point that God, I wanted God to deliver me from, you know, domestic violence, from abuse, from molestation, anything that caused me pain. I wanted God to deliver me. So that's when, after He delivered me, I came up with that subject. The title, Waiting for the Green Light.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, hey, Miss Leukemia, since you on this topic and everything else, I applaud you for sharing everything out there so people can hear, because domestic violence is serious out there, and a lot of women's afraid to talk about it. And so then I'm very honored and proud of you that you put it in the book so people could go ahead and read it and they would understand of what, you know, they have been through. Hello?
Kima.
Hello?
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, somebody was interrupting me with a phone call, but I just had to decline. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What made you want to start writing books?
Well, I've always been a writer ever since I was in the 11th grade. I was inspired to be a writer by Miss Allison Davis, which was my journalism teacher. She coached a lot of the girls at Quincy Educational Center. You know, she started them to turn their negative into a positive. In other words, you know, she had us doing yearbooks and we was doing a lot of writing. So ever since then or whatever, I just always jot down or I write in my journal different things that happened in my life. But I decided this year, from all the things that I had been through, that I was really going to turn it into a book and, you know, into a movie. And so I write about things that I see every day.
Okay, so you're thinking about actually doing a movie, like having it...
Yeah, after He Bought Me a Bentley, after I finish with part two, I'm going to, after I finish with part two of Waiting for the Green Light, mm-hmm. I'm going to release He Bought Me a Bentley on the 21st of June, and then that one is going to go over into a movie, because I feel like it needs to be more seen than, you know, reading.
Right. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yes. How long did it take you to write either one of your books that you have, either the Waiting for the Green Light Part 1 or He Bought Me a Bentley? How long did it take you to write your books?
Now, He Bought Me a Bentley, it took no time, because that's more like drama. Like, it's more like a soap opera. So it's everything. Okay. It's something that goes on between couples every day.
Right.
So, Waiting for the Green Light. Now, that book, I caught hell writing that book, because it seemed like I could never find the ending of that book, because God wouldn't let me release the book until I got rid of the anger out of my heart, like things that happen in the domestic violence relationship. So right. I had to forgive my partner, mm-hmm. and I had to release the anger.
Right.
So
right.
God said that I want you to, you know, teach the people that forgiveness is the most important thing. No matter what happened in your life, you have to forgive. It doesn't mean that you gotta be with that person every day, but you have to forgive in order for your heart to be set free. God was saying that, you know, I can't open doors with the unforgiveness in your heart. I can't open doors when you have anger in your heart. Because if you keep the anger and the unforgiveness, the places that I'm taking you, mm-hmm. you won't be able to receive and you won't be able to work properly in that area until you forgive, because you're going to see people that remind you of your past. You're going to see a man that reminds you of your past, a woman that reminds you of your past. So I got to deal with you in the unforgiveness.
Right, all right, please. Right, bro, that's, right. Hey, that's, you know, that's enough. Say, that's a, you know, big, big, big mouth said to say that. And that is so true. That is true. We have to learn to forgive. Give people out here that tried to hurt us or had hurt us or even damaged us. You know, we have to forgive them and keep it, you know, just keep it moving on. And always put God first. First of all, since you are author now, who is your influence for you to really start writing books?
Well, Terry McMillan was one of the biggest influence in my life. You know, I used to always read her books and she really influenced me, but it was just a lot of things like reading in her books or whatever that I thought that, you know, she should have been more forgiving. It was like a lot of anger in those books, but it really inspired me. And I just, you know, I started writing and I did things a little bit different.
Now the book, he brought me a Bentley. What would it inspire you more? The word Bentley, I'm a man, Bentley, you know, I'm going to really climb on that. He brought me a Bentley. Explain a little bit of the storytelling on that.
I know it's going to sound funny, the reply that I'm about to give you, but a Bentley is the most expensive car. I know there are other, expensive cars out there, but it reminds me of a Bentley when you in a relationship, when a woman is in a relationship with a man or a man is in a relationship with a woman, because men can suffer abuse also.
True.
The things that we endure in a relationship, the things that we endure just to say that we have someone to love, are we in a relationship, or I have someone to come home to, it's like the hell that you go through in a relationship. It's like that hell is expensive, just like a car. That's why I came up with the Bentley. I mean, we go through too much hell. Like if the things that we have been through, if we had to receive dollars for the hell that we've been through, we would be rich. We would have more money than the price of a Bentley.
That is so true, Kima. That is so true.
Yeah. So that's how I came up with that.
Okay.
Because the things that I went through, it was over the price of a Bentley.
Wow. Okay. Shoot, you know, with by listening at you, and then you say you try and turn your books into a movie. You ever thought about pitching into Tyler Perry?
Yeah, and I've thought about that several times. I said actually, probably the end of this year, I was gonna try and go to Atlanta and pursue that.
Do it.
I think you should, Kima. I really think you should do that, because, you know, that would be awesome. What does your family think of your writing? What does baby girl think of your writing, your daughter?
Oh, she's excited. She tell me all the time, you know, that I should pursue it and I should do more with it. You know, you would think that a 9-year-old wouldn't pay things so much attention, but she really pays attention to what I do. And like anything that I'm doing positive, it really makes her happy. She always give me input on it.
Yeah, that is so true. That is true. You know, our kids sure do pay attention to us adults to see.
They definitely watch what you were doing. And, you know, it's very important that you try to be a positive and not a negative to the kids.
Right.
Exactly.
I agree.
So how many books total do you have? I think we mentioned it earlier in the show, but how many total books do you have? And then after that, do you remember your very first book, you know, that you start writing?
Or maybe
skits or something.
Well, right now, there's a total of 2 books, because Waiting for the Green Light is already out. He Bought Me a Bentley. It's going to be out on the 21st, which is already, you know, in the making.
Right.
So there's going to be a total of 3 books before this year is over, because part 2 of Waiting for the Green Light is going to come out.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay.
What is one of the most surprising things you learned in creating your book?
I learned that you can't rush a book.
Sure can.
I learned that, you know, a book is going to be successful when you put your heart into it. Because if you don't put your heart into it, nobody is going to like it.
That's the same thing with music, too. You can't rush music, too.
Yeah.
You know, as an artist, too. You know, anything, you can't rush it. You know, you're right. I agree with you 100%. But, hey, hang in there. We got to do a short commercial break. We'll be right back with Premia McMillan. And we're going to talk more about her book and more to come, and also where we could get your book and everything else. To be right back here on Brand of Us.
You are now listening to TIA and Damian here on the Brand of Us.
Yo, DeJavian, what's happening, homie? This your boy Darius.
Yeah!
Hey, man, you going out with a bang on this one. Keep doing your thing, dog.
What?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to the ATL.
Okay!
Hey, this is 2J Blocks from Zimbabwe, and you are listening to Brand of Us.
He's from Zimbabwe. He's from the motherland.
Right.
I'm the killer, yeah, the water side, and it's gonna die. It's you, cause I'm the maniac to get. It's pretty clear to say, I'm taking low, let me just collect a cover the moves. I'm point, that's international. Look at the things I'm doing, that's oversized, man. It's comfort on my level, cause I'm big. You keep, no, you fucking mind on the paper. When they chase it, it's a remix, X is blowing my phone. They wanna know, baby, goopy. Yeah. I'm gonna beg right now, yeah. No, yeah.
I want it, yeah. I'm finally here, I want it, yeah. I've been grinding since with dollar, and I never chill, yeah. Things have changed right now, we're doing great. They never gonna slow down, yeah. Things have changed right now, yeah.
That was Toy J Block with Run It. Y'all go check out his album, Pop Whole World. Check him out, check him out. We are back with Leukemia McMillan talking about her two books, Waiting for the Green Light Part 1, and he bought me a bench.
and also, you know, we have Michelle Mignon had just entered into the studio chat room too.
Hey, Michelle. Hello.
She's probably listening.
Hey, y'all.
But back to Leukemia.
How y'all
yes.
Doing?
So we was talking about
Kima.
Kima.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So we was talking more about your book and we letting the, let the people know where can they get your book and everything.
Okay. Right now you can order a copy from Amazon, which is on sale for $11.65.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Well, so what would be the price of He Bought Me a Bentley? What would be your price on that one?
Okay, now He Bought Me a Bentley is gonna be $23. Okay. Because that book is gonna be 163 pages. Okay. Because I have a lot of fans that's already, you know, waiting for that book. They've been following me with that story for almost 3-4 years on Facebook. I've done 47 parts.
Okay.
Awesome. So I'm definitely gonna have to get both of these books, Kima.
thanks for the support.
Well. Hey, when your next book come out, you know, we can help you promote it on our show, and
we'll
also
definitely do that.
Definitely, and also, when is your next book's signing?
Well, my book signing is gonna be at the end of this month. I'm trying to push for having it at 10 Yard Creek, but if not, I'm going to have to search for another place, but I will post the event date on Facebook and the location.
Okay, is that going to be for both books, or that's just going to be for He Bought Me a Bentley?
That's just going to be for Waiting for the Green Light.
Okay.
But He Bought Me a Bentley. I don't know what the location is going to be for that one. I don't know just yet.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions to help other people that want to become a writer?
Yeah, I would say to them to follow your heart, write from the heart.
Okay.
I know it sounds simple, but write from your heart, whatever you do.
Okay. Like you just said, you have a lot of fans. Do you hear from a lot of your readers, like you said, that have been following you and, you know, letting you know how they like your book or what's going on with it?
Oh, I'm waiting for the feedback now, which is strange. I haven't heard from anyone, but a few people, they say the book, but I'm waiting to read on Amazon what the readers think.
Okay.
Leukemia, since it's now the listeners all tuning in, give us another rundown about your book, The Green Light Part 1, and let them know what is a little bit more about. So you have listeners listening in about it.
Okay. You have characters in Waiting for the Green Light who have, you know, been on the journey with God. They really gave their life to God, but then they fell in love. And along the way or whatever, they made some mistakes and they made some choices that almost cost them their life. Mm. And some of the people in that book, they never did get the chance to get their relationship right with God.
Wow.
And it's all about, you know, letting things go before time, you know, because we have a lot of people now that are, you know, dead. Because they made the wrong choices. They did from a broken heart. It's just a lot of domestic violence in the book. But it's saying that you have to choose your battles wisely.
That is true.
So very true.
Said that, you know, while you making that mistake, that we're not supposed to turn to man to help us with our mistakes or to make things better. We're supposed to fully and totally depend on God, because a lot of things that I write is about God, because He is our source, He's our everything, and nothing can get right in our life unless we give it to Him.
Exactly. That is
so very true.
And I then it talks about, you know, a relationship that a couple had, that, you know, this guy, he was very, you know, mean to this female, but she wasn't able to, you know, be strong enough to let her voice be heard that she was abused. So she ended up dying in that book.
It seems like the stories are very, very deep and touching. And again, like I said earlier in the show, that we know
it's real life.
It's real life, and people can relate.
Right,
definitely real life. So, the two books that you have, they could be for, of course, they're for adults, but they could also be for like young people, like teenagers, you know, like maybe 15, 16 and above, that, you know, may be going through abusive relationships and stuff, right? Like that.
I want to point that out. Yes, it could be for a teenager, because we have kids that, you know, have watched our parents, you know, go through domestic violence or abuse, however you want to say it. And they go along the way fighting themselves, you know, for things that their parents did. And I want to let them know that, you know, you don't have to fault yourself, because there's a brand new life for you. You don't have to live your parents' life. You know, you have a lot of kids that are used for pawn, you know, because my mother been through domestic violence. Okay, so I'm going to have my child with me all the time. I'm going to use my child for comfort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
A lot of kids are held in bondage because of the mistakes that their parents have made. Right. There's one event in Waiting for the Green Light where, you know, a young lady, she was molested by her stepfather. And she become so accustomed to what was going on until she felt like, you know, this is what I have to allow in my life. And Waiting for the Green Light is about breaking chains off of your life. It's about being set free. It's about getting to know you instead of living somebody else's life.
Right,
I will live my own life. I'm going to take charge of my life. I'm going to be free.
Right. I'm just going back to Akima. I don't know if you watched the Steve Wilkos show, but Steve Wilkos had this young lady on there one time where she had been being molested by one of her family members, and she, it was done to her for so long that she thought it was right.
Right.
You know, that's all she knew. But she ended up telling her family about it. But they tried to say that it was her father that did that to her, but it wasn't. But the people went back and said that the daddy had to leave town. He could never come back there. So, and anyway, but to talking about it, like I said, she thought that it was right for that person to be doing, because that's all she knew.
She was accustomed.
So as she got older, you know, she started to realize, like, no, this is not right. And she would be around this person like all the time. It's a family member. So she was around this person all the time. And it was like, didn't nobody really believe her. And she was just telling people, like, he did this to me. He did this to me. And they just didn't believe her. But she was on the Steve Wilkos show and found out that it wasn't her father, of course. So the person that she was saying that did that to her, they did do it to her. But, you know, it just all goes back to, you know, it's not right for people to do things like that to people and have them thinking that it's okay and it's right. If things like that are happening to you, tell.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to say tell. That, TIA. Yeah,
please,
you know,
tell. And I know you have people that don't believe you a lot of the times, but if they don't believe you, go to somebody else and tell them.
Exactly. That's right.
And also, you know, with your book, you know that could open doors to a lot of women that are out there, you know, going through domestic violence, and then, you know, that could lead them into the right directions and talk to their girlfriends, their mothers, their sisters, or even their brothers. But at the same time, I'm going to get the book, and it's a great book that I look online and I'll read it, and very interesting. And again, you know, tell the people also more where they could get your book, and we want to continue supporting you in your movement with your book.
Right. Okay. So around the 17th of this month, I will have almost 40 copies of that book, the author copies. Okay. And I want to, you know, get with people so I could be able to sign the book.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it's a lot of deliverance in that book, and it's a lot of being set free in that book. You know, if I don't make millions off of that book, I want somebody to know that they can love them again.
Exactly.
You can be set free.
Exactly. Kima, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be home. I'm coming home on the 16th, 17th. Okay. Coming home on the 17th, which is that same day you're talking about. Monty is graduating from high school.
Okay.
So I will be home, and once you let me know where you're gonna be located, you know, for the book signing and everything, I want to get my book then.
Okay, thank you.
I'm definitely gonna do that.
And matter of fact, since you're going home and everything, We could air you live from your book signing.
Okay, I love it.
We can air you, yeah. And also, Michelle lives down there too. So hey, you know, y'all three girls get together. I got it.
Right.
But anyway, much love and support. So yes. You know, we definitely going to do that. And TIA myself, we could talk about it later on after the show. And then
I got a quick question, Kima. Are you thinking about? I know you're doing a books, like I said, for adults and young people. Mm. But are you thinking about maybe doing children's books one day?
Yeah, I have to, because it's buried down in me. It's something that I should have been released. Because when I was 2 weeks old, my mother had given me to my grandmother. And for years, you know, I felt abandoned and rejected. But later, you know, I understood why my mom had given me away. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of, you know, anger there and a lot of frustration there. But she cared enough for me to give me to someone that, you know,
really loved
me. For example, you know, I say that to say to other kids that's out there that's carrying that hurt in their heart that they can't talk about and they hiding it from everyone. And I just want to say to them that you don't have to live your life feeling rejected. There's a brand new life out there for you. It's a lot of things that, you know, God just want to drop in your lap.
Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. Amen. Amen. Well, Leukemia Macmillan, thank you again. And y'all out there, get her book. It's Waiting for the Green Light Part 2. And he brought me a Bentley. I'm sorry, sweetie, Part 1. Thank you for correcting me.
Okay.
Brought me a Bentley. You said it's coming out on the 21st?
It comes out on the 21st. All right, it may come out before. It just depends on Amazon. Because, you know, okay, we can write overnight, and we have the opportunity where Amazon paved the way for us, where they publish those books in 24 hours. And I just want to say to other people that's out there, you know, that's writing and interested in becoming a writer, you don't have to wait years and years to release a book now. Amazon paved the way for you.
All right. Y'all heard that first here on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show.
Thank you, Kima, for being here on the show with us. And we are going to definitely have to have you back when you do your third book.
Okay.
Or we can have you back just to talk in general about any topics that you would like to talk about. Then we can definitely
do that. Okay.
Thank you again. And then also, this goes out to all the superwomen out there. And
Kima is definitely a superwoman.
So we're going to play Mr. Gino Wesley here on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. Thank you, Nakima Macmillan, and keep on striving to be the best, number one.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye bye.
Let's go. Ladies! ladies and gentlemen, it's the young man David J. And I got my homie with me, Gino Wesley. And we just want to see your crew.
Come on.
Yeah, that was Mr. Gino Wesley with Superwoman.
That's right, Superwoman. Yes, indeed.
And TIA, that was good that we had Miss Nukemia McMillan on the show to talk about her book. And again, like I said, y'all check her
books. Her two books.
Thank you for correcting me, Miss TIA.
And that is Waiting for the Green Light, Part One.
Mm-hmm.
And He Bought Me a Bentley.
That's right. I deserve a Audi, but you know, she got the Bentley though.
You're so crazy.
For years. But hey, we want to tell everybody, thank you for tuning in. And you know, we about to soon later leave the show. And you know, we on every Saturday from 6 to 8 on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Radio Show. And also, hey, tune in every other Sunday for TIA what?
Mix It Up Sunday.
Yes, that's here. Mix all the songs up for you and everything else. And also, since it's Black Music Month too, I'll be doing Bedtime Vibes for all the ladies out there and gentlemen out there. You know, y'all can sit back, have a cup of hen or something, relax with your significant other. It's come on from 11 to midnight. That's right. You heard that Barry White voice right there. So, yeah. But yeah, that's come on every Saturday too. You know, so, but we about to go into everybody. Peace, love,
and keep making music
right here on the Brand of Us Indie Podcast Show. And we can go ahead and end the show off with Miss Lift Them Up, Miss Cassandra Latrice. That's right, ain't it?
Yes, that's right. Miss Cassandra Latrice.
Well, let's go
lift him up.
Well, let's get a little praise and lift him up. here on the Brand of Us. We love y'all out there. Y'all be safe.
Over with the Javian and TIA on the Brand of Us. Don't forget to visit our website, thebrandofus.com, and submit your music to thebrandofus@gmail.com. In our YouTube channel, click on the notification bell and subscribe. This has been your brand, our brand, the new brand, the Brand of Us.
I'm 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.